Oh, goodness, goodness. Well, so my talk title for today is Irish Music, Soul Language of Ireland. And starting off to just recognize how very important music is, and it's an intrinsic part of our being, and recognizing that it is that universal language that we hear from the very beginning of when we're in our mother's womb, and we hear the heartbeat from the sounds of our universe, the flow of the rivers and the wind in the trees. And throughout time, music has been a part of who we are. It touches us and it uplifts us. From Ephesians in Scripture 5:18b through 19, be filled with the Spirit. In other words, be filled with the flow of all that is lifeness, godness, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your hearts, friends, making melody with your hearts. So I want to share a little bit from SaveTheMusic.org. They say music is an essential aspect of all human civilizations and has the power to emotionally, morally, and culturally affect society. When people from one culture exchange music with each other, they gain valuable insight into another way of life. Learning how music and social bonding are linked is especially crucial in times of conflict when other lines of communication prove to be challenging. It can help in the healing process, dismantling walls and boundaries, reconciliation and education. Around the world, music is being used as a vehicle for social change and bringing communities together. Excuse me. Music has the power to connect with and influence people in a way that feels fundamentally different from other forms of communication. Excuse me. And so I just felt it was so wonderfully, a wonderful time to celebrate the Irish music of a people who have traversed so much throughout history, and to recognize that whether Irish music is your favorite or there's other forms of music that touch your heart, that music is universal. And it is a language that speaks to all of us, whether it is through a song with words or through a symphony or music that is played. We all feel its effect, and it is a language that can touch our hearts and shift us. So from Chopra.com, their articles, it says music's a universal language. It has the unique ability to communicate with you and connect you to the universe in ways you can't find elsewhere. If you're open to its healing powers, music can often resonates on a level much deeper than cognitive comprehension. So it goes deeper into us to touch us, aside from, you know, just the thinking brain out here and what we see in our outer world. It goes deeper than that. And it reaches into our soul. Whether you listen to classical, to grunge, to pop, to songwriter, alternative, to rock, bluegrass, country, or folk, the music you're listening to affects your mind, your body, and spirit in substantial ways. Music has a transcendent property that connects you to something greater than yourself and has been proven to positively affect spirituality and the quality of life. And so how wonderful it is having St. Patrick's Day actually on Sunday to be celebrating this music, and to recognize how music affects us and touches us and lifts us up and inspires us. From Scripture in 2 Chronicles 5:13, the trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord, accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. The singers raised their voices and sang. Wow. Do we not raise our voices, our hearts in song each and every day? whether it actually is heard out here, whether we hear it in melodies within us. Have you ever looked at a car next to you and see someone singing away, but you can't hear them because their windows are closed? And they're just all engaged and bouncing around and everything. And it's like, we are so inspired and uplifted in ways that we oftentimes forget. How many of you have run across something on Spotify and you just all of a sudden it makes you dance around the room? You know, it's like, oh, I never heard that song before. And and you connect to it. And it becomes a part of us and a part of our expression. Friends, music is a universal language of laughter, of love, and of tears that heals, it inspires, and it uplifts, friends. It has an amazing power to touch our hearts and our souls. Leah Peralta says, songs and melodies have the power to inspire people, guide their actions, and aid in the formation of identities. Music can unite people, capture your imagination, and boost creativity. A person who has been affected by music is not alone. Have you ever in your own home and going through a process, maybe you're going through grieving, or maybe you're going through a time of transition, or maybe you're going through a time of joy and celebration, and you listen to that music, maybe you put on your headphones or you turn the speakers up on your musical system, and you just let it boom through the heart of your being, through your very, all of your body, and you resonate and you feel it. And we forget how powerful music can be to inspire us. Alexandra McKeever says, folk music is often a form of oral history, of a story, of a people, retelling the stories of families, communities, and generations. For diasporic communities, which is what the Irish were, and many other communities over time have been, where they're moved from here to there, and then they come back again, and their lives change and shift. These songs serve as a reminder of their ancestors' hardship and a way of expressing their heritage. In Ireland, I think they are a reminder of those who left and a way of explaining an important part of Irish history. While these songs are about the Irish experience, the sense of loss, hope, and resilience they express are universal. So today, as we've been enjoying this wonderful Irish music celebration and feeling how it touches us, whether it's our favorite type of music or not, it still moves through our heart. It's still, I saw a few toes tapping out there, you know? It's like you respond to it and you become a part of it. And, excuse me, so as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, we appreciate the travails, the challenges, the difficulties that the people of Ireland went through and how much music influenced them, clear back to the Celts, which were brought their own form of music back in 10,000 BC, before Christ, and then brought that into the Roman era. And then as they moved around and these songs that began to be played and sung in their souls, and through the challenges that they faced much farther on in history, in the mid-1700s, such poverty and so much famine was present. And all the challenges with the Protestants and the Scottish and taking over, and the Catholicism, you couldn't even practice Catholicism. If that was a part of who you were, you couldn't say it out loud. And these challenges and these difficulties that people experienced, and yet what helped them through and what helped them keep connected to families, to traditions, were the songs that they sang, the things, the laments, the tears, the chants, and also the songs of joy that reminded them of their culture, and which not just the Irish people, and oh my gosh, I forgot, and then later on in the 1800s, they had the potato famine. And then in 1846, and then 1847, the blight, potato blight came back again, and like millions of people died, and millions of people immigrated. And so over and through all this time, the music that they carried with them brought their soul, their heritage to wherever they traveled and influenced us here in the United States. From Irish American Mom, she says, every Irish person's heart sings when they hear the soaring melodies of traditional Irish music. The sing-song vocal runs, pipes, and fiddle represent a rich history dedicated to the resilience and the beauty of our ancestors. Irish music and dance are part of our cultural inheritance, handed down over centuries. Over 2,000 years ago, during the Iron Age era, Celtic people settled in Ireland and started creating their own music in around 500 BC. Because they were immigrants from Austria, Switzerland, France, and Spain, they added an Eastern flair to their new musical tradition. It was there that traditional Irish music was born and was handed down through the generations. Musicians would learn by ear, and they never formally wrote down the music or lyrics. John's talked about that a lot. And when I was in visiting Ireland with Sue Riley, who's one of Unity's musicians, and she takes tours there, you know, that was the thing that they talked about. It's music of their heart. It's the stories of their families, of these people who, one of the songs was about, you know, seeing their loved one get on a boat knowing you would never see them again. Yet they would carry that music in their heart as they traveled to America. But they never wrote down the lyrics, and they just handed them down, playing together in pubs and in people's homes. Irish folk music evolved over the centuries and became an important thread running through Irish history. Irish music is distinct from any other culture or genre for a variety of reasons. It features specific instruments such as the fiddle. So we heard that today, Gemma, thank you. And the harp is very prominent, the flute, John played that. The whistle and the pipes, sometimes he plays those. He did play the accordion once for us a little bit ago, the banjo, the mandolin, the bawron, and more. So through drums and through so many musical instruments, they carried their heritage, their stories. And it is the stories of our music that touches us, that connects us to each other, that heals us and lifts us up. From Living Cert Music, Weebly.com, it says, immigration resulted in large populations of Irish descent in areas of North America, such as Boston, New York, and Chicago. The majority of those who emigrated from Ireland to America in the 18th century settled in the Appalachian Mountains. Now, this was during the time when there was so much a famine that was happening, and then later with the potato blight, they had to just get on a boat and leave or stay in their country and most likely perish. They brought with them a rich tradition of music and dance tunes, which merged with the music of other settlers, including European, British, and African, to become Appalachian old-time music. American country music, our folk music, our country western music, American country music originated in Appalachian music. And there were other links to bluegrass and rock and roll. So how many times when we hear one of our favorite rock and roll songs or even some of our rap songs or hip hop or any of those, do we think about the influence that brought it from a whole different type of music to what we have created today, and especially country western, which is so popular, had its background and its roots from these songs that were brought across in the hearts of people that carried music in the soul of their being. So in closing, I'd like to share a quote from Melinda Huang, who is a contributing writer for Sonic Bids, and she says, "Music has the power to culturally, morally, and emotionally influence our society. Thus, the more intentional we become with the sounds, messages, and moods we create and release through our music, the more powerful we will become in making deep, positive impacts. So as we have enjoyed, and so as we will continue to enjoy some more of the Irish music today, and as we feel the resonance of the story of a people who managed to live and bring their legacy through the tears and the sorrows and the grieving, and then the laughter and the joy of shared connection, let us allow it to touch our hearts, our being. And enjoy this day that celebrates music and its important role in our lives.